What was so bad about Migdal Bavel? They built a tower. Okay. So is that the worst thing in the world? So the answer could be found, I believe, in the Medrash, which shares with us what the picture looked like. There was a group of people who were building a tower. Now, the idea Rashi suggests is maybe they were nervous that the sky was going to open up and that the rain would come out again, so they built a dam to hold the water back. Or perhaps they were building a tower all the way up to the heavens to fight God. But both of those are very difficult explanations, both with the psukim themselves to see how that comes out. But beyond that, what does that really mean? This tower is going to hold all the water back? Do they really think that you can get up to the sky and kill God? But perhaps the Medrash offers a different explanation as to what was so bad about Migdal Bavel. The Medrash says that they built a huge assembly line from the very beginning all the way to the top. And they would pass a brick from the beginning all the way until it got to the top. And the top person would lay the brick in its exact spot until the next brick came up, and the next brick, and the next brick. And the Medrash shares with us that if a brick fell, the entire people would stop. The entire assembly line would stop and mourn and lament the tragic demise of that brick. And yet, what happened when a person fell? Because obviously as they got higher and higher and higher up the tower, it became more dangerous for those people working up there. If a person fell, chalila, they moved up in the line. Everybody assumed the next position. Could you imagine a world where the tower means more than the people? That's broken. Yes, the ideology was achadim. There was one unified ideology. But sometimes when you have that, what gets lost is the value of man, the value of a person, the value of an individual, that each person actually really legitimately matters. And the absence of that person means that the world will not be the same. Masha'ein kein, which is not the case by a brick. A brick could be replaced, you just have to make another one. And yet, it was an olam hafuch. The entire world was on its head. That which we should treasure, that which we should care about, people didn't care about. And that which really didn't matter that much, that's where the emphasis was. If there's something that defines the Dor HaFlaga, the generation that built the Migdal, the Tower of Bavel, it's that their entire moral compass is backwards. They put the focus on things and they lack the importance, they lack the value of a human being. I believe that we live in a time that has unfortunately become much like that. People don't necessarily have the value societally as much as ideas. Ideas are important, but people make those ideas happen. That was the mistake of the Dor HaFlaga.